up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Zorns with you on Early Break. Bill Bush out today. He'll be back again tomorrow. I am on cloud nine right now. We will have a lot to get to in this 3 hours of Nebraska basketball. We'll talk Sharone Moore and Michigan and more. We got a lot of guests on too today.
Who do we have?
We're going to have Seth Morris of Liberty Law Group at 7:30 discussing Sharone Moore and the case and his options going forward and how it got to this level. We'll have Thomas Bilianco of Bilianco Hoops, a longtime trainer in Nebraska in basketball across the country, to talk about this basketball team. And, of course, Trip from Computer Hardware, 8:30 as well. And Rick Heyman, 6:45. Packed show today.
It's a party. Bilianco is a you know what he can do?
What's that?
Fill in some blanks with our questions about Fred's team. You know, just expertise questions. I need this. This is going to be important for me. You are riding a high.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
No.
Are you okay?
No. I meant this when I tweeted out last night that I got home at, I went to the game. I got home about 10:30. I went right from the arena to my car. Responsible. Okay. I had to get up for the morning show. And I tweeted out, how do you go to bed after that? After experiencing that high, that euphoria of what happened, an absolute beatdown of epic proportions of a team that does not get beat down ever like that, especially by teams like Nebraska.
90-60 is what we're talking about. We'll get into this.
We will. Well, I don't chit-chat before. I'm just on cloud nine, and I'm not on cloud nine very often, as you know, in sports. It feels nice to be on cloud nine. I don't want to wake up. I'm happy for you. Thank you.
I am happy for you.
You're a Nebraska ball fan, too.
Yeah, I'm a little more dialed back.
Sure.
You will be when you're 50X. I'm not stating my age anymore. Now, hey, you okay, this is a 90-60 win against Wisconsin. We'll delve into later.
Yes.
I watched the game. It was something. I didn't even know what to think. So we don't want to get into that now.
No, but I can tell people some things. I guess I called you at I don't know, about 7:35 last night, 7:40. You didn't answer. I said, okay.
I didn't answer.
Because you did say on the show there's a chance you might go to the first half of the game. I said, oh, he's probably talking to Robin, the media section, or maybe BC up there, Brian Christopherson. And then you call back, and I hear sounds like you're at a game. Mm-hmm. But you were at the gym doing fitness last night.
I mean, I've been going in that night slot. It's really good.
If you heard what I heard in terms of just the sound in the background, it sounded like you might be at the arena. It was that loud.
It was a lot. They have music playing.
Well, yeah, I know how gyms operate.
Yeah. No, I go to that. I've been going to the night. I go at all different times, but I do like going at that like 7 o'clock spot right after the crowd kind of clears.
Okay.
And they're great there. It was Brandon and Mackenzie last night. Mackenzie's having boy problems. Are you talking through this with her? These are the front desk workers. I just told her, I mean, some dude's not. These are the front desk workers. Mackenzie is going to kill me for saying this stuff, but some dude didn't follow her back on Instagram. I told her, I was like, dude, you're entering into this. You got to be ready for the rough and tumble world. You're entering into this little dating thing. Come on, man. I mean, it's not always going to be smooth. You're taking a risk.
What if I told you back in 1978, but let's go 1982, that there'd be a time in the future where relationships were concerned about if somebody followed on something called Instagram. You'd say, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I might have. I don't know what I would. I don't know. It doesn't. I think that's a fine
thing. Things have happened, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was.
Social media runs everything.
Yeah, the people at those workers at Planet Fitness are incredible. They have incredible people skills at that place. It's a very welcoming environment.
And you called me back from there. You must have been working out hard because I eat. Usually you answer my phone call. I don't call that often.
Don't you put your phone down when you're doing exercises?
Yeah, but I'll answer if somebody's calling me, if somebody I want to talk to at least. So I got the gist there. Didn't want to be talked to.
You sent me a text that said this was a work call.
Yeah, well, I said,
I was like, oh
yeah,
boy.
This is a show related call for you.
It
was show related. That's why I was telling you I had to guess.
Yeah, I was struck
by
that.
Seth Morris would come on this show. That's why I was telling you that.
I was struck by that. Because you seldom do that.
Right.
In fact, I don't even know that you ever have.
A couple times. If I'm excited about something, I'll call. If I think it's good for the show, I will call you and say, I got this going on.
Oh, you said was calling for something show related. I was like, oh, okay.
And you called back.
All right. Yeah, I did. And then that was it. You went to the game.
I did. Now, before that, idle chit chat. Quick shout out to our neighbors across the street. Yeah, the Hampton Inn downtown.
What are you telling me right now?
So they opened up early October. The Michigan State weekend was their first time opening up. They had their official grand opening, though, last night.
Oh, they did?
And I was in attendance over there. It was from 4 to 7. They had two free drink tickets for people. They also had the biggest shrimp cocktail you've ever seen in your entire life. I've never seen shrimp this big.
Really?
This is like shrimp from, I don't know, a different planet. It was huge.
Was it right on that ground floor there?
I'll give you the scoops. You walk right in those front doors there.
Uh-huh.
Kind of go up to the right. And then in the back is the breakfast area.
Okay, you go in the front doors and then veer right.
A little bit right. And then straight back. That's where the food.
I think I'm looking at it right
now. Yeah, you can't see the back area.
Are you sure?
You can maybe see a smidge of it, possibly.
I think I do.
Is there
a TV back there?
Yes.
I see the TV on.
Couple TVs. They had live music last night, too. A local group was doing some acoustic stuff. It was good. Shrimp cocktail. They had amazing hors d'oeuvres and drinks as well.
Was Bill there?
Bill's not there.
Well, he's gone.
Yeah, he's out of town. He's back tomorrow.
I don't know that I would have gone.
You were doing fitness during this time.
I know that I wouldn't have gone, actually, but I like to hear
about
this.
What if I told you there's free shrimp cocktail? Would you go for that?
My schedule was pretty set yesterday. So no, I couldn't have gone. My schedule was set, but that sounds fun. Now, what kind of crowd? How many people?
I went at the very end, so it was from 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. I was there about. I want to show. They did a couple ads with us this week. I want to make sure I showed up and thank them and showed support.
They're on board
a little bit. Yeah, we hope to get more.
Get on board. I'll stay over there.
Yes, but it was from 4 to 7. I went about 6:45, so I went at the very end just to show my face, and it was great.
How many people?
At that point, it was like 30 or so. I mean, I think it was probably 100 plus before that, though.
Like this is exciting.
They were giving away a prize, and I saw the bowl was full of business cards, so I know that there was a lot of people there at some point.
I'm not feigning excitement. You know my excitement for hotels. We stare at one now for the uninitiated. We stare at one every single day because the Hampton Inn, the Regal Hampton Inn, is right across the street from us, for those that don't know. We're on O at 11th. They're on O at 11th.
Well,
but across the street.
So we're at 1040. That says 1033 right. O Street where they're at. So you couldn't miss it. If you're driving on O Street, you look left, you see us. I mean, if you're going to the east, you look right, you see them. Hampton Inn, our neighbors forever.
I mean, it honestly is exciting for us to have that there. And, God, that's sweet that you went to that.
I did. And it was great job by Jessica and the team over there. Nice work. It's a beautiful space. You need to see the rooms because I keep saying you'll be amazed at how tall the ceilings are.
14 feet.
Maybe more than that. You could play basketball in the room.
You have a flat shot.
Take a jump shot. I do have a flat shot.
If
you have a high arcing shot, you can still shoot in those rooms.
Really?
Yeah. If you've got a Berkey shot, you're hitting the
hole. Berkey's got a shot.
And he's 6'9", too. Yeah.
Berkey, we'll talk about that in a
second.
We
will, yes.
Yeah,
so
but
shout
anyway.
Out to our neighbors. Hampton Inn had been open for 2 months, but officially the grand opening last night. Please make it part of your plans when you visit Lincoln to check out the Hampton Inn downtown.
I think listeners would be interested. Is the Hampton Inn affiliated with the Chop House? That Chop House.
I need to add. I think yes, yes. It's like it is their restaurant that's going in with them, but it's not like it's in all different Hampton Inns. Like it's going to be Rib and Chop House, based out of Montana, is where that the headquarters are at.
And it's not open yet.
No. I'm going to say at the best July. I looked in the doors. You can see right now that there's not much going on in there yet. Not taking shots. Everything's on a different time frame. But
it's fine.
It would open, I'm going to say July or August for the Chop House.
This is exciting. This is exciting.
I am excited right now.
Yeah.
It was a great night.
You did have a great night. You went to a client's soiree.
Yes.
And then you went to a wonderful game that we'll discuss here in a little bit. I was writing yesterday a lot. A lot of phone calls and writings.
Anything of interest that you wrote about? You want to plug for Husker Online here?
Not necessarily.
Any musings you have?
There's some musings, just little like tidbits. Like you find out different things as you're making calls during the day. Like, for instance, the Kansas State team that Nebraska beat is a high-priced roster. So, Fred, I give kudos to Fred. I'm not going to blow the Wisconsin game, but, you know, they beat Kansas State. That's a $7 million roster, I'm told. Okay. Nebraska's about 3.5. So I do assess that when I think about this stuff. Jeez, they had double the money on that roster, Kansas State.
Didn't work last year for them. They had the same. I mean, K-State had a lot of money in their roster last year, and it did not go well.
They have a big donor.
I mean, they had Coleman Hawkins last year. That did, you know, good player from Illinois. Didn't work out there.
Okay.
They were a miserable team last year. Like Jerome Tang, don't forget, he got him to the Final Four, Elite Eight with Marquise Noel, our favorite point guard
we've had. The previous year.
Oh, we love that guy. Yeah. That, he was awesome.
That was the previous year, though, right?
Yes, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So, and then last year, they're supposed to be good with all these transfers, and they never, ever, ever gelled their mesh. It was awful at Kansas State.
I mean, I don't get totally fixated on this stuff, but Nebraska's roster is I mean, for your edification,
good work.
It is middle of the pack in the Big Ten now. It's not lower third like we portrayed, like I portrayed in previous discussions about this, because I found out new information from Troy Dannon. They're middle of the pack. I don't know the exact number. He doesn't tell you exact numbers, but I know then from other sources, it's in the 3.5 to 4 million range. And he beat a team that's double his price. Good job, Fred. Kansas State now did swoon. They lost three straight.
They lost to Bowling Green at home. That was quite disappointing for me following that epic game that Nebraska won.
They lost to Indiana, Bowling Green, and Seton Hall.
And Seton Hall's not bad this year.
No, not bad. But anyway, Fred is doing a great job, and it's not like he's got a super high priced roster. Middle of the pack, Big Ten.
K-State 6-4 in the year. 6-4.
Yeah.
They did just beat Mississippi Valley State by 60, which is a terrible team. But they're back on track now. Mm-hmm. And guess what? K-State plays at
Creighton
on Saturday.
That'll be good.
2 p.m. on Fox.
That'll be good to size that up. Okay, now hold on. Idle chit-chat. You've seen both teams. You've seen Creighton, Kansas State. Who wins that game? Think about it.
Well, it's a home game for Creighton. If it's a neutral side, I'd take Kansas State.
Think about it.
And I guess we didn't see Hudson Greer for Creighton in Lincoln. He did not play. He might be back, I think, for that game. Of course, McAndrew out for the year. Jackson McAndrew out for the season. But that team was miserable on Sunday in Lincoln. They looked horrible.
Yeah, I talked to a coach yesterday who was flabbergasted by what McDermott has in terms of just how bad it is.
Well, and I think at some point, Owen Freeman's got to be good. I mean,
what happened to him?
Now, he got hurt last year, so I'm not sure if he's all the way back yet. He had 17 points a game as a freshman in Iowa.
Right, and we saw him.
He looked good. I said, that guy's going to be a problem. And Nebraska tried to get him in the portal. It was known. They would try to get Owen Freeman from Iowa. They went to Creighton instead, and he put up one whole shot against Nebraska.
Missed it.
And he bricked two free throws also and got Nebraska fans free chicken from Chick-fil-A. Thank you, Owen.
How'd that happen?
In the second half, if a player misses two free throws in a row on a visit, they call Brickin' for Chicken.
Brickin' for Chicken.
All the fans in the stands get a free chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A the next day.
I was unaware of that.
I'm trying to help you out with things. We can put that in your Husker Online.
Brickin' for Chicken.
Shout out to
Charlie
Cologne and Mike Stice, good friends.
And Owen Freeman.
And Owen Freeman for making that happen.
Shout out for the Bricks.
So I think K-State's a better basketball team, but always that's a tough place to win at Creighton. So I'll take Creighton in a close game.
I'll take Kansas State.
And I hope you're right.
And not by 9.
Okay.
They're a more aggressive, tougher team.
Well, they got P.J. Haggerty is the best player in the court by far for K-State. He was maybe the best player in the court for either team.
Calling out the guard. That's
Haggerty.
Haggerty's
a stud.
He's an All-American.
Oh, he's I think he was.
No, I'm not saying he's an All-American, but he's that level.
I think he was the best player on the court when Nebraska played them.
Yeah, he was.
But he needed more help. The guy that made all those threes was cold in the first half from Omaha. Forget his name.
Yeah.
Made like seven in the second half, but.
So there's that. Yes. Any other musings?
No, I'm too fired up now.
Musings? I don't have any other. The weather's gorgeous. We're going to be like back in that 50 range today.
I do have one more thing. I don't chit yet. So I brought up Rib and Chop House. I mentioned it's from Montana, right?
Uh-huh.
On the text line, Bob in Montana chimes in.
Okay.
He says, Rib and Chop House food is really good. We enjoy eating at them. I think you'll enjoy it when it opens.
That's Bob in Montana?
And that's where that restaurant is based. Rib and Chop House. Okay. Ribs and Chop House.
That's good.
So thank you, Bob, for the report.
Yeah. That's good. There's something I'm thinking about bringing to air, but I'm going to talk to you off air about it before I bring it to the air. A business thing, but that we'll talk about that later. Let's get into the house.
Dennis Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run a sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Yes, last night we had an epic basketball game. Think for a second on this.
Mm-hmm.
If you would talk to the most ardent supporter of Nebraska basketball, the biggest optimist ever. That might be a fake person, but just think about that person.
That's not a fake person.
I want to be that guy, but I've been beat down for years by the program.
You have. I've witnessed it.
If you had told anybody before the season that Nebraska, in a two-game stretch with Creighton and Wisconsin at home back-to-back, would win by 21 points against Creighton and 30 against Wisconsin, I think even the most optimistic person would say, okay.
No shot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No shot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not 30.
Good joke, buddy.
Well,
guess what? That's what happened.
Yeah, there's no way you'd say 30 against Wisconsin.
No.
I don't even.
It's their worst loss since 2008.
As bad as Creighton is right now. If you would have said, I think they'll win by 20, you would have been hammered by us.
But because that just doesn't happen.
No. 30 against Wisconsin. Now here's what you okay. Your enthusiasm is unbridled right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not here to temper it. But what's the thing that runs through your mind a little bit? It's Nebraska just had one of those incredible nights. Can they keep? They're not going to keep doing that, right?
Not like that. Not winning by. Sorry, I misspoke. That is the worst conference loss for Wisconsin since January of 2002.
Yeah, we're talking 25 years almost.
Like 23 years ago. That's their worst conference loss in 23 seasons, delivered by the hands of your Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Nebraska either won or tied in every statistical facet. Pretty much, I mean, come on. They won by 30. They put them in a blender. They put Wisconsin in a blender. And that place is tough to play when it's rolling. And the back-to-back games show that, too. Creighton, that crowd against Creighton is always magnificent.
But you would agree with me, Sip, on this, that the Creighton game, Nebraska's offense was not clicking that game.
Not really. It was kind of an ugly game.
They won by 21 because Creighton was hitting the side of the backboard. And I've never seen a Creighton team ever shoot like that in my lifetime. In terms of, I've seen them had bad game shoot. Not how they were missing those shots. It was like, what happened here? And Nebraska just, they had 17 points 12 minutes into the game. Nebraska was not shooting the ball well. And just
you know what you can always do well, though, right? You can always control something, your defense.
And
you know what Fred said last night? The thing he was most proud of? Their defense.
But they've been great again. I mean, last night, Nebraska's offense gets rolling, and the defense was exceptional. It's so easy, Sip, in a game you're up by 16 points at halftime to win the game but lose the second half, right?
Yeah.
They said not today.
It is.
Nebraska outscores Wisconsin by 16 in the first half, 47-31, and by 14 in the second half, 43-29 for a 90-60 win. And here's the best part, Sip.
What's that?
We saw the bench. Rick Mass didn't play the last 14 minutes of this basketball game.
Yeah, that's a good
one. He played the first mini timeout in the second half. I don't think he played after that. I think he was done. Or maybe he played a little bit in the second one.
He played a total of 26 minutes.
He for sure did not play any of the final 10 minutes of the basketball game.
Okay.
Didn't need him.
And it still had 17 points and 10 rebounds, by the way.
And I just watch. I feel like I've dreamed about this type of a basketball team. This is the most unselfish team I think I've ever seen for a team that scores. Rick Mass can score when he wants to. Price Sanford can score when he wants to. Frager can score when he wants to off the bench. I mean, what have you ever had a bench player like Braden Frager at Nebraska?
It's been a while.
A guy that you think can easily score 10-plus points any given time?
I'd have to go back, but he's beautiful off the bench. So they, okay, going back to the coming out of the break, they did that against Creighton too. They applied the hammer against Creighton out of the break. These are good signs going forward. They're signs of a mature team, which this is. This is an older team, right?
Yes.
It's an older team. And what did McDermott say after the game?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
He said like a derivative of what I always say, which is this is a real, it's a cliche, and I know it's not all that interesting, but it is a really good chemistry team. This team obviously has good chemistry. What McDermott said, he essentially said the same thing, he just put it differently. He said they have guys on this team who are champions in their roles. Sam Hoiberg. It's what you're saying. It's just another way to say it. They're champions in their roles. These guys, their role players, embrace it at a high level. Frager embraces coming off the bench at a high level. Sam isn't.
He's a starter.
Yeah, Sam.
But he's a good starter.
Sam's a starter, but he is a role player. You would define him as a role player. Cale Jacobson, you would define as a role player. And those guys embrace it at a high level. All the guys, not starters or not, embrace their roles. And they're older guys. A lot of these guys are older guys. So that's why I think you're seeing the lack of selfishness. And I think that's why you're seeing the consistency. Because that's what older players give you.
And people keep saying, okay, when does the Sam Hoiberg story, you know, And it's not going to end.
Oh,
Sam,
it's not gonna
Sam end. Has been good for a couple. He's gotten better every single year, and that's why.
Thank you.
Like
for
him
saying
starting that. Is because he's actually very good. He's efficient. Sip last night, 5 of 7 shooting. He had 15 points against Creighton. He had 12 last night against Wisconsin.
You know what he didn't do? You know what he didn't
not
do?
Not a single turnover.
Not a single turnover.
And it's also about hustle. I mean, here's the scoop for me. A couple examples here of hustle. Nebraska's up by 20-plus points in the second half. Two separate times in this. Sam Hoiberg, I think, misses a layup or something or has a bad pass. Shakes the guy down, and the ball gets tipped out of bounds, but he intercepts. Like, he was a bulldog.
Shakes the guy down. Help me with that.
Right. He was trying to pass it up for it, and Sam got in the way and tipped out of bounds to avoid a fast break.
Okay.
Sorry. No. Bad terminology. And then also, up 20-some points, a ball gets loose at midcourt, and Price Sanford dives for the ball, and it becomes a jump ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the things that it might seem minimal by 20, but it
that doesn't.
We are playing a full 40 minutes of basketball, and yep. They did.
I love the genuine excitement.
I told you I'm pumped up. I am legitimately excited.
Okay, then there's a question. There's an obvious question. What is your ceiling right now for this team?
Well, I mean, they're 10 games in. It's the time for the best start in program history. Obviously, you know, a big, huge game Saturday at Illinois was no even further how real this team is. Obviously, yeah. I mean, so far they look very real. If they lose that game, they lose the game. But it's still, they beat Wisconsin last night, which is a great win by 30. The ceiling is, I mean, we're not, we've talked to this show, Sip, and you agree with me on this, is that Nebraska does not have to be a program that the ceiling is bubble. How about a team that's comfortably at the dance? We're not sweating at him on Selection Sunday. Now, March is a long ways away. I get that.
I know, and people...
It's December 11th. March Madness is 3 months away from right now. Mm-hmm. How about we slow our roll a little bit?
Is that what people are saying?
If I am fast-forwarding and this team is on the same type of play, you know, if they're on the same, just the same rise that they're on, this team should be one that is just comfortably in the dance. I'm not asking for a conference championship or whatever. I want to know on Selection Sunday that we're not, hey, sweating out, are we in or are we not? Just
okay,
be in the dance.
Okay, here. All right, we'll continue this then. You haven't answered my question yet, which is fine. Just hold on.
The ceiling for the team.
Right. So they're going to be 11-0 in the non-con. Okay.
They'll play New Hampshire and North Dakota following the Illinois game prior to conference play kicking off in full in January.
Yeah, I don't like to do that, but I don't like to just hand out wins. But yeah, North Dakota, New Hampshire, they'll be 11-0. Now, if they go 10-10 in the Big Ten, they are comfortably in with 21 wins.
Yes.
10-10. I don't regard that as a ceiling for Nebraska. No. I regard a ceiling as probably 13-7.
No, that's. No, they could do better than that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I don't know if you're hearing on the text line, slow your roll, but you would probably get that if you keep going a little further with that.
Well, I'm not going to say, 16-4. You know, right. I mean, that sure could happen.
You think 13-7 is a low? I'm shooting a little low.
Well, I that'd be a great year. I mean, that'd be a top five team in the conference, right? That'd be top five, top six.
Yeah.
Which
in that range.
It's feasible. I don't think you're way off. I probably came at you a little too hard on that. 13.
Came after me. You did not come after me. Don't worry about it.
If the ceiling, it's going like 15-5.
Okay. Wow. Now, if they went 15-5, that's what seed are we talking?
Well, I'm talking about, here's the thing. You want to make sure that you surpass. You don't touch the ceiling, right? 13-7. Mm-hmm. What if they get to 14-6? You get the ceiling wrong. You were too low on the ceiling.
Yeah,
here.
I got it.
15-5.
So right now, we discussed Andy Katz's power rankings in the Big Ten and Nebraska's 7. You could see them being better than Ohio State. Michigan, there are people that think Michigan's the best team in the country.
Well, let me say this.
Michigan
is the best team in the country.
You think so?
Michigan has absolutely jackhammered almost every team they have played by 30, 40 points. I mean, they beat Gonzaga by 40. Gonzaga.
That's amazing.
Gonzaga. The game was never close. It was never within 2 minutes in, the game was over. They were up like 12-0. It's
Purdue,
incredible.
Purdue's number 2, Michigan State's number 3. So now Illinois is number 4. You're going to learn a lot. Not that it's every game's a referendum. I don't like doing that. Every game's not a referendum on a program. But you will learn when Nebraska goes to Illinois.
Here's the deal, is that Nebraska, although they have not played every game at home, has had pretty much a home environment for every game so far. You talk about your non-conference so far, your neutral site. Sioux Falls was a Husker crowd. 99% Nebraska fan.
It was really a Husker crowd.
It was not your arena. Right. You did travel for that game, but that was a neutral site. That was a home game for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, Nebraska fans. Now, there's a lot of K-State fans in the second game there, but New Mexico, I mean, there was 98% Nebraska fans that game. Mm-hmm. I'd say 50% Nebraska, maybe 48% Nebraska for the K-State game, but that's a lot of fans there. Mm-hmm. You have your first real road test Saturday at Illinois. Mm-hmm. And I still think this team is very real. And they can probably do it without the crowd being in it. But a team that is truly elite goes on the road and wins that game. I'm not saying that they have to.
No, they don't have to.
You change your mind on the team if they lose the basketball game. That's a ranked Illinois team. It's a very, very good team. Uh-huh. But I'm just saying, if you are still being cautious, not to you, but listener, being cautious in terms of how good this team can be or how good it is, if they were to win that game Saturday, even the most cautious person starts to say, okay, hold on a second. Because what did I say the last couple of days, Sip, is that Nebraska beats Creighton and they get ranked. Mm-hmm. And every time in my life, which has been very few times it's happened, when Nebraska's been ranked, they lose the next game and fall the rankings for the rest of the year. It never happens. Mm-hmm. They never get back into it. They went into that game ranked and pounded a team that's receiving votes in the rankings in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin was 26 in Ken Palm.
Like, so it was personal. Mm-hmm. It meant something. Mm-hmm. And they said, we want this. We are legitimate. Mm-hmm. Let's back it up. And that makes me a very proud fan over here.
That's good. I had bought into this team pretty early. The Oklahoma game pretty much convinced me, okay, Nebraska has something here. Kansas State, even though Nebraska only won by one and needed those heroic, I hate to use the word heroics, but that's very dramatic. But Sam getting that weak side rebound and going to the line.
Against K-State?
Yeah, against K-State.
With 0.7 seconds to go.
Those two games told me they're real. This is a good team. And then these two games happened, Creighton and Wisconsin, particularly this game. Now, here's the question. You want them to stay in the rankings, I can tell. I think doesn't a 30-point win buy you some grace against Illinois should they lose?
Well, I mean, if they get blasted, that's a different story. But I expect them to play that game close.
Play it close, and if you play it close and lose, you stay in the ranking.
Yeah, you should. Yes, absolutely. And everyone's trying to make this comparison of Indiana football to Nebraska basketball.
Oh, boy. Is everybody doing that?
Yeah, because it's fun. That's fun. In a world where we thought that in NIL and portal that the best teams would get better, that Bama would get stronger, and Georgia would get stronger in football, it's Indiana and Vanderbilt who've been stories. Why can't Nebraska be that story for basketball?
They can.
Now, I know that it's not the first 2 years like it was for Cignetti in Indiana. Is a really rough start to this era for Fred Hoiberg, but kudos to Nebraska's AD for having ADs, plural, for having patience with Fred and now letting this type of team happen here season six or seven?
This is Fred.
Seventh season.
Seventh season. This is his seventh year. He's 92, 93 now. 93 and 108.
I mean, the record's horrible, but the first 2 years he won seven games each.
No, but
I have vivid memories. I was at the first ever game of Hoiberg when they got beat by 16 points by UC Riverside. I said, what was that?
Well, Fred's had some bad teams here, but we don't need to get into that.
No, but I'm saying from going from that to now, it's like it's been the ultimate test of patience. And now, knock on wood, it feels like we're finally getting rewarded with the guy we thought we had in the first place.
Right, because remember our excitement on this show when Fred Hoiberg.
What did we say? Bill Moose was the AD at that point. What? Repeat what you said at that point.
I don't remember what you're talking
about. Get over here, you big lug. I'm going to give you. I want to hug you.
Hey, Moosey. Get over here, you big lug.
Hey, Moosey. You said Moosey. So, I want to give you a hug.
People have been patient. Now, here's the thing about Fred. It's easy to be patient with Fred because the good guy factors
Absolutely.
Through the roof. And here's the other thing about Fred. You know what I appreciate about Fred in a season like this? He's not going to get swept up in this. Fred's really even keeled. I guarantee you, behind the scenes, in front of the cameras, he's going to be the same. He's not going to be different. He's fretting right now, I'm sure, Illinois. I'm sure he is.
I hope he is.
And so he's a mature coach. Not every coach is. He's a mature coach, and he has a mature team. I don't think there'll be wild swoons with this team. They're pretty good, and I think they'll stay pretty good.
Yeah.
I think what I told you off air, they're a top 25 team, for sure, in my mind. I don't know that they'll be – if they fall out, it won't be far, and I could see them getting back in if they do. I could see them being a top 15 team at times.
They feel like it right now they could be top 15.
Yeah, you don't – I mean, you should trust your eyes. I always tell people like you, you've watched a lot of sports, a lot of basketball in your life. You know a good team when you see it. Trust your eyes. They're good.
I know they had some lulls against, you know, Creighton and SC Upstate.
They're not perfect.
But like, I'm watching this game last night, and, you know, we always talk about this Nebraska ball scoring drought. It's the patented drought going back to all the coaches, right. Collier and Sadler and Danny Nee even had the drought. And, you know, Tim Miles, of course, had it. And they didn't have a drought last night, maybe for 2 minutes at the most, mm-hmm. because the ball is not sticky. It moves.
It's not. Yeah.
And that's not a shot at all at Bryce Williams last year, because Bryce was the guy that saved you at times. Yeah,
no shots at Bryce Williams.
Bryce was a huge part of building this place, what he is. But I'm saying this team doesn't have a Bryce, and that's not a bad thing, because mm-hmm. they're all pretty damn good, and they all have their own type of confidence. And I'm even watching, you know, Jared Garcia get minutes and making good passes and driving the lane, and you know, it just feels like the spacing is so good.
Well, Fred. I mean, Fred is always.
But now, it hasn't been that way. We've seen some bad spacing under Fred before.
Yeah, you have.
Maybe it just guys.
Not a lot of it, though. He's a great offensive coach.
He
finds guys open shots. That's Fred. That's the essence of Fred. And these guys do work his system really well. Again, what I keep emphasizing, what I'll always emphasize, is the chemistry on this team is excellent, and the roster was really well constructed. I mean, it's not – now, you would agree with me. There were times when Fred's teams, it looked like he recruited a bunch of guys, threw them into the blender, and thought, okay, I hope this works.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. And that's not all his fault.
No.
That's recruiting. You know, you can call up Matt Abdelmassi. It's fine. I'll say it. Matt Abdelmassi didn't work out.
No, he didn't work out.
The guys brought in.
Now, this team looks really well constructed. And if I was talking to Fred, that's what I would ask him is – who gets credit? What was the sort of thinking in putting together this roster? Like when you decided to go get Samford,
yes.
why was it Price Samford? Now we now know why.
Yeah.
Because he fits perfectly. But like, what was the thinking? Like, did you see that when he was playing against you? You know, the guy that's we should talk about right now, that if he gets going, then you really look at Nebraska as a top 15 team is Burke.
Well, and let's focus on him for a second, Sip. He has been really good this year for the most part. Last night, he leaves the game for a little bit because he had a bloody lip. Mm-hmm. He was fighting for a rebound and got hit in the mouth.
And what did he do? Walk by the student section.
And he fired him up.
And there'll be photos of that.
Yes.
Till the end of time.
And he came back and played. How about this? Berke efficiency, 4 or 5 shooting last night, made both of his 3-point shots and all of his free throws. He 14 points. 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. If he's going to do that, this is a tough basketball team.
That's what I mean. I mean, Berkey's like, he takes them to another level. And I think he will continue to play like that. I'm not saying he's going to shoot like that all the time. But he's dialed in. And he's good.
So,
Berkey's a very good defensive player. And he will always be a very good defensive player.
I want to read a couple of responses here. And number one also, one more huge shout out to, I think, what is helping the season out a lot. I mean this dead serious because I was at this game. Nebraska played BYU in the exhibition game the day after Nebraska lost to Minnesota in football. The Saturday is a beautiful Saturday here in mid-October. And Nebraska won that game 90-89. Now, that was exhibition, but You saw Dibonsa, the star freshman, play almost that whole game for BYU. Mm-hmm.
You saw.
And Nebraska won. And you even heard in postgame, those guys were, you know, BYU was very high, saying that's a good team. Like, Rick Mast is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Winning that game with, you know, the first game since you had the crown, which you won the crown, and keeping that winning mentality in place, even mm-hmm. though the game didn't count, mm-hmm. I think it's been very important to the start this year.
I
mean that wholeheartedly.
You saw it.
I was there. I said, this team is good. Yep. I made 16 threes.
Yep.
Okay.
They did. They hit 16 free.
Couple of responses nationally to this before we get
to
break.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Seth Davis, who's big on CBS Sports for the March Madness, he said several things. He says, Rick Mast is a problem, a good problem. Number two, total beatdown at Pinnacle Bank. Number three, I said earlier that this is the best defensive team Hoiberg has ever coached. That's very much in evidence right now. High-octane Badgers on pace for 62 points. They had 60 points.
That makes me wonder right away if Seth talk to Fred. I don't know that he did, but that's the kind of thing you would write after talking to a coach, because how would Seth know about all Fred's teams? But anyway,
he'd probably talk to him.
Yeah.
Two more from John Rothstein, the robot. He's the college basketball guru, the insider.
Yeah, he's good.
He had two tweets. He said, December 10th, 2025, the day that Nebraska eviscerated Wisconsin at Pinnacle Bank Arena. He was on to say this. He says, whatever, quote, it is Nebraska has. The Huskers have never had chemistry like this during Hoiberg's tenure. An incredibly aesthetically pleasing team, 10-0 entering Saturday's game against Illinois in Champaign. He's right. They are pleasing to watch.
Yeah. And I would say to them, don't overthink this. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't overthink it. I don't think they will. I don't think you're going to see wild swings with this team.
And last one before we get to break, this is I didn't see this happen, but a texter says he was watching the Field of 68 Twitter cast last night. That's got like Jeff Goodman on it Tyler Hansbrough. Remember that name?
North Carolina big man.
He's on. He says he was watching this last. Tyler Hansbrough was asked about Nebraska's ceiling. He watched the game. He seriously said contending for a Big Ten title is this team's ceiling. From Tyler Hansbrough.
Excuse me for saying this, but if they're contending for a Big Ten title, they're contending for the Final Four. Okay.
What am I going to do if that would happen?
I don't know.
Think about me for a second.
That's just Hansbrough. I mean, we don't want to go too far with all of this. It's kind of fun to do it, but if you're contending for a Big Ten title, then you're a Final Four contender. That's we'll see on this. Again, Saturday will tell you a lot. Not everything. I'm not going to do that. It's not a end-all, be-all game. But you'll find out more. I don't know that I need to find out that much more. I think they'll play Illinois tough. I don't know who will win.
There's a good chance that if Nebraska basketball has made the Final Four,
what would happen? What would happen, Jake?
I'm scared of that. I'm scared of that thought.
Why don't you just embrace it?
What would I even do? What would I do?
Why do you approach it with fear? How about just with joy?
It would be fear of how joyful I would be. That's the fear.
You can handle it.
I think I'd be in the show just watching basketball highlights the whole time.
You can handle it.
I couldn't focus on anything.
You can handle it.
No, I can't. I can't handle it.
Yes, you can. You can.
Nebraska.
You have a daughter at home.
Yeah.
She needs to be cared for. You need to keep yourself together.
Nebraska 90, Wisconsin 60. Worst loss for the Badgers in 23 years in conference play. What a night at PBA. Before we get to break, Sip, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where would you go?
The Bird.
This morning?
Not you know late. I'm doing a Bill Bush
Early
invitation.
Bird at 19th and K's, open right now till 2 p.m. every day of the week. They've got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos,
good.
French toast, waffles, mm-hmm. pancakes, and who could ever forget, the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
There's Bill's.
That was
did
Bill.
One for Bill. Good
Please
job.
Stop by today, Early Bird, 19th and K. Free and spacious parking for you. When we come back, we'll have a little news on Sharon Moore at Michigan.
Little news.
Yeah, little news. Next, early break on the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.